Just seeing that it's a team that's, you know, want to compete. I just see a lot of guys going out, you know, giving it their all. And so knowing that it's a team that's competing at a high level, I feel like it's heading in the right direction.
Hey, Chris, Hayes Carlin with the Florida Times Union. What are your thoughts on T.J. Yelton and how much are you looking forward to getting a chance to work with him?
From the little I've seen of him, I know he's a very explosive guy, man. He has a big playability. He has it all, man. So, you know, I'm excited to get ready to work with him. And, you know, all in all, you know, I'm just coming in ready to add a piece to what's already going on here in this organization.
You were the first running back to kind of come off the market. Were you surprised at the amount that was out there and how happy were you with the contract?
No, I wasn't surprised. You know, it's something I've always felt, you know, that was achievable. But definitely, you know, happy with, you know, with the outcome.
How did the Jaguars sort of pitch how they plan on using you here?
Didn't really pitch much. You know, they just wanted me to be able to come in and, like I said, just be ready to compete and, you know, every day just make strides, you know, to be better. And just come in with a competitive attitude.
This offense has a quarterback that threw for 35 touchdowns last year, 2,000-yard receivers, Julius Thompson tight end. Is a running back, how enticing is that? You know, you got to figure opposing defenses probably aren't going to load the box a whole lot against you guys.
You know, you always got to have some pieces to your offense. And, you know, they're definitely big pieces to this puzzle here. And, you know, having a quarterback that can deliver the ball to receivers on the outside, it does allow for a running back to have more, you know, more space and pull those guys out the box. But knowing that you have other guys around you is definitely it definitely helps with the offensive side of the ball.
We've heard violent, downhill runner, aggressive. How do you sort of describe your running style?
I describe myself as being a physical runner, one-cut guy. And, you know, I won't shy away from contact. You know, it's some situations where you need to try to avoid, you know, and I may do that at times. But, you know, times in between the tackles, it's about getting low and being physical.
Hey, Chris, Mike Barocco with ESPN.
Okay.
I understand you're a big proponent of acupuncture. Is that weekly during the season? Is that right?
Yes, I usually do that twice a week, massages twice a week, and that's just something that's helped me these past couple of years, and you know, being that it's helped, I'm gonna continue to do that.
How did you first get turned on to it? Did a teammate ask you to try it, or what?
No, actually, it was my trainer, John Melody. You know, they have it set up to where they bring people in to service you. You have acupuncturists on staff. They have massage therapists, chiropractors. You know, they have it all. So he kind of turned me on to that, and that was my first year with New York. And, you know, ever since then, I've used it. I feel like it's helped me a lot.
How does it help?
It releases the muscle, you know. With tight muscles, it releases the muscle, which loosens, you know, it just loosens your muscles up quite a bit and just allows you to have more range.
Hey, Chris, Ryan O'Halloran from the Florida Times. You traded from where did you think your career was headed at that point?
Because
you had
gotten
really a lot of chance before.
Mm-hmm. You know, I wasn't worried about it. You know, I just made sure I was putting in the work that needed to be put in and, you know, kept a positive outlook on everything. But, you know, doubt never creeped into my mind. So.
Follow-up, you faced this Jaguar defense, this run defense last year. What stood out about facing this front?
I was shut down. It was a tough game for me, man. You know, having those guys in the box like that and guys flying around, you got corners and safeties coming off the edge just on fire, man. They were definitely on fire that game.
Chris, Gene Panetta from the Florida Times Union. Sometimes the hardest yard to get is that 3rd and 1, and the Jaguars have had a lot of struggles in that regard last few years. Was that part of the reason for why you thought you fit here, because you seem to take a lot of pride in being able to get that extra yard when it's really the hardest one to get?
I'm sorry, the question again?
The Jaguars have struggled in third and one situations. That's some of the toughest yards to get. How much of that was maybe a fit for you and the Jaguars because they needed someone who could fulfill that for them?
I didn't look at it as a fit as far as me coming here. I didn't know that was an issue here, you know, third and ones. But, you know, all in all, every play for me, you know, I'm trying to, you know, be productive. And in that situation, you want to get the 1 yard needed. But, you know, in this league, guys, they adjust, man. Teams adjust, you know, and they're ready for, you know, situations like this. So, you know, at times it's tough, but you know, they're professionals as well, so it's a lot that plays into it.
Mike Kidd from First Coast News. You seem to thrive in a two-back system. Was that an enticing part of coming here?
No, I've been in a two-back system since I started my career, man. So it has nothing to do with me coming here. But I think it does allow durability throughout the season and allow guys to come in fresh. So I think it's a good situation. And not only that I think it extends your career. So,
Chris, did you play against Malik Jackson a couple of years ago, and he was like at 35 snaps in that game. But do you have any sort of impression of Malik Jackson as a player? Do you remember anything about going up against him, or anything during the course of the week game planning, you know, for the Denver defense?
No, I don't, man. All I know is that it was a tough front. They had a great defense, man. That's it. Good guys all around. D-line, linebackers, you name it, they have it.
There isn't a lot of proven offensive linemen that the Jaguars have. Right now there is a pretty young group. Did that give you any pause, or how do you feel about the guys that are going to be blocking for you?
No, it didn't give me any pause, man. You know, I know they're bringing in guys to compete, man. That's what it's about. Compete. And, you know, I think when it's all said and done, the right guys will be in the positions that they feel they need to be.